Okay, so section five, Board of Directors. This is a long section, so I think I'm gonna, instead of going the whole way through that, maybe we'll just discuss each A, B, and C within it. Okay, so, part A, the management. The business and affairs of Parish shall be managed by a Board of Directors. The Board shall maintain all operational control of Para. The Board of Directors shall consist of four officers elected by the members of the Para, who are full members, the full membership status. The officers of Para shall be the president, the vice president, secretary, and treasurer. Everybody shaking their head, yes?
Yeah, sounds.
Okay. B, officer duties. One, the president. The president shall act as the chairman of the Board of Directors and shall preside at all membership and Board of Directors meetings. B, the president shall appoint all committees authorized by the membership or Board of Directors. In the absence of the secretary, the president or presiding officer shall appoint any attending board member to fulfill the secretary's duties. Okay, the vice president. In the president's absence, the vice president shall act as president. Secretary. The secretary shall take the minutes of all membership and Board of Directors meetings and shall distribute them to the membership prior to the next meeting. The secretary shall keep a register of all paid-up members and issue all notices and correspondence as directed by the membership and the Board of Directors. In the absence of the president and the vice president, the secretary shall act as president. Section 4, the treasurer. The treasurer shall receive all monies due to Para and shall pay, subject to the approval of the membership, all claims against Para. The treasurer shall deposit all funds from Para in a bank or trust company as directed by the Board of Directors. The treasurer shall make a report on the financial condition of Para to the membership on a monthly basis. The treasurer shall perform an annual audit of all financial transactions of the previous 12 months and distribute the results of the audit to the membership. In the absence of the president, the vice president, and the secretary, the treasurer shall act as president. Okay, discuss.
That's pretty much standard across the board. Chain of command. Yeah, that's pretty much.
It's interesting, there's a mention here like an annual report from the treasurer. Mm-hmm. We haven't done that in the past that I'm aware of, but that would be probably a good thing to do.
Well, one thing, we don't have a lot of transactions, you know, in the past.
No.
I mean,
well, we write, what, maybe, what, five or six checks a year?
Yeah, it's.
Make a couple deposits, that's about it.
Yeah, that's one good thing there, so.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody attends three meetings, they pretty much know what's in the bank account pretty much all the time because it doesn't change daily like it did in the fire company where, God, we were spending. You could spend $30,000 in a week in an instant with bingo supplies and other crap, you know. So
a related issue then is if we become a 501c3 and some local organizations want to give us money, because they're legally required if they do games of chance to give some of that to another 501c3. So we might have more transactions that way of money coming in. Plus, if we have a donate button, we'll have randomly occurring donations and in whatever amounts. So there'd probably be a lot more actual line items to be looking at.
Yeah, but if Jason's doing an online banking, all he has to do is hit print and he's got it. Ins and outs, though.
Yeah.
It's fairly easier today than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago when you had to sit down. I remember doing fire company audits. It would take you weeks to go through because nothing was automated. You had all your bills come in and, you know, we had multiple accounts and it was work. I mean, it was many Sundays sitting at the fire hall going through paperwork trying to get that end of the year audit done. So today it's a click of a button.
Okay, so this section B here was basically the officer's duties. So was there any concern about any of that? Does that all look good? Everybody's shaking their head, yes.